Well, when you crack it, you put it in this percolator coffee pot and it jumps through there. That water go up there and then spread over and come back down. Then you can just put it in a boiler or a pot and boil it. Just put it in the bottom there and boil it.
So when you boil it, then you've got those grains? It's
all mixed in with the coffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And say if you're real thirsty, you might go to the sink and get yourself a
drink of water.
Or
a glass of water.
Okay. And you say that the glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
And you say somebody has... what that glass?
Broken my glass.
Okay, you say that I didn't mean to...
break the glass.
Okay. And you say, I was real thirsty and a lot of water.
Drunk a lot of water.
And you might ask me, how much have you...
drink.
Okay. And you say, we certainly do... what, a lot of water?
Drink a lot of water.
Okay. And if dinner was on the table, and the family was standing around waiting to begin, what would you tell them?
To have a seat and go ahead and eat.
Okay. Would you use the same expression now, if it was just your family or if you had company over?
Well, if just my family, I usually fix their plates when they were small. But now I just prepare the food and I maybe see my husband, he's on a different shift and I have to fix his separate. Well, I leave the children and they fix their own plate and sit down.
If someone comes into the dining room, you ask them, won't you
have some dinner?
Okay, or won't you what down, won't you?
Sit down and eat with us or have dinner with us.
And you say, so then he what down?
Sat down.
And you say, no one was standing up because they had all?
Sit down.
Okay. And say, if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to him, you might say, go ahead and...
serve something else. Something.
Yeah, but say the potatoes are just sitting there, you tell someone, go ahead and...
pass the potatoes.
Okay. Or you're offering them to someone, you tell them, just go ahead and...
help yourself to the potatoes.
And you say, so then he went ahead and...
help himself to the potatoes.
Okay. And you say, and then I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already...
gotten his...
Since he had already...
been
what?
Served.
What, himself?
Have already served himself.
Okay, you're using the other words since he had already
helped himself.
Okay. You ever heard people say help himself?
Yes, I have.
Who said that?
Some people use it, older people, and some young, because my brother-in-law once, my husband and I went to visit them and got ready to go. He said, y'all be kind, came in back, and my husband thought he was bull. I said, now you know better. He laughed about that, and he talk about it now sometimes.
Wait, is he your brother-in-law?
It was my brother-in-law, but it's not his brother, his wife. I mean, his sister's husband.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where is he from, do you know?
He was from here. Yes, he lived here in Mississippi, but he lives in Louisiana now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Say if someone offered you something and you decide you don't want it, you might say...
no, thank you. I wouldn't care for anything.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
leftover food.
Okay. Or that it has been...
cooked before.
Yeah,
the
you
day
say
before.
Warmed over or held?
Heated over.
Okay. And you say you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
chew it.
Okay. And... something that peas and beets and so forth, you call those
soup.
Yeah, but just a general name for carrots or peas and beets.
Vegetables.
Okay. And a place where you grow them would be a
garden.
Okay. Would you have a different name?